My name is Kubro Tsamase, and I am a Motswana author. I've been published through several literary magazines. Womb Sitting is my debut novel.
This is a continuing episode of a series with Tolotso Tsamase. Now, were you reading true crime stories, or are you watching it, or how do you consume your reality?
I was watching the true crime documentaries. I think the channels were ID, and there was another one that was next to ID. And then I was also listening to a lot of like true crime podcasts. One of them was like Case Files. There's just something about the mood. And then after that, I was interested. What do they call it? I think they call it domestic suspense. I got into that with Girl on the Train. I think Girl Gone kind of like started those books with where the crime was centered like around like the female characters and had like a domestic appeal to it. And then The Girl on the Train came next. And yeah, and I was just combing through this mystery thrillers.
Oh, cool. Do you use a lot of these true crime ideas, materials in your writing?
Not necessarily. I think one way is I'm interested in the aspect of like psychoanalyzing what prompts people to commit crimes. And I don't know where I read this. Like, if someone could look at you and know you and be like, he would never commit a crime, you know, but if you're put in certain circumstances, you could commit a crime. I mean, with Nella, for example, she lacks so much privilege, and there are so many factors that contribute to that. And besides being a Black woman in a male-dominated industry, and also her body has this technology, and it's very difficult to be free from that. And then she ends up committing this crime by accident. And if she just made a different decision, it would have been a different book. So I was also like interested in how people just accidentally commit crimes, and because of like the decisions that they make, it makes it worse. You know, they would maybe hit someone by accident and it turns into a hit and run. And now they're getting blackmailed or something. Oh, and they don't want to get caught. And it's like, damn, I should have gone to the police. You know, or people are just drinking, and then one shoots the other by the accident. I don't know, like, how he ends up shooting the other one by accident.
Right.
Those types of things.
Wow, cool. Yeah. You know, what's John's relationship with Nella? He seems to know her pretty well.
Oh, John is Nella's side piece.
Oh, cool. There we are.
I don't know if you're familiar with that term. Yeah. But Nella is married to a policeman who also uses this technology to kind of observe her thoughts and what she's done in the past, and their marriage is not good. And so she has this love affair with John. I think it's been going on for some time. It's been fascinating to see the reader's take on both of these two men in Nella's lives.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Wow. I like how you just throw that out there. It just amps up the interest in the book again. Like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Have you thought about the idealized reader for your book or books? Like, what do they usually enjoy in reality? Like, are there certain kinds of books and movies they like to enjoy, or video games, or what kind of?
Okay. Like comp titles in a way. I mean, I don't think much about what type of reader I envision who would enjoy this book. Because sometimes you could be a reader who reads like light romances, and then suddenly you pick up this book and say, whoa, I never expected to like such a book. So anyone who can read and enjoys it, I'm fine with that. But I mean, I wrote this also as like an ode to like my favorite films. I grew up, I was a film fanatic. I wanted to be a film director. And so it's an ode to some of like the cyberpunk films I was watching it at that time, and horror. And yeah, that's all I can say. I mean, some people say it's like Black Mirror. Some have referred to it as Get Out, the film. Yeah. I'm terrible in comp titles. I keep on like referencing films. Like, aren't you an author? Shouldn't you be referencing like books and stuff?
Do you know, it's very common though to refer to compare to movies, because when you're expressing to someone who hasn't maybe read a specific book, if you refer to a popular movie, the chances are they're more likely to have seen it, because it's more, the reach is greater with a movie. So it usually that's very common though, to have to comp it that way. So I'm looking at the cover, by the way. So the cover is a red cover, and it's black on the across the top. It says Boom City in black, and then there's different, it's repeated but fading into red as the, you look down the page, and there's a picture of a black woman, and kind of like where there's a glass cover over the top of her head, and within you can see a baby floating inside. So, you know, that kind of does evoke the Womb City idea. Yeah, it's a metaphor for what you were talking about, how your consciousness can live inside another body. Yeah, that works. I would say by the cover, that's definitely a sci-fi cover. So a science fiction reader is going to say, whoa, what's this? And
I mean, the artist did a great job. I was just wowed by the cover. Actually, the baby that's like floating in the head is Nella's baby, who is growing in a womb incubator, is what it's called in the book. And that is used to like to threaten her to continue throughout the novel.
Wow.
And the city in a way is like a womb, and the mind in a way is like a womb, consciousness and all of that. There's just so many meanings to it. Yeah, it's one of my favorite covers.
Do you usually travel as much as you have this year, where you're in this U.S. and different parts of the U.S.? Is this a common lifestyle that you have? Do you do a lot of traveling?
I was doing a lot of traveling for my writing. I traveled to Italy, for example, to go speak on one of the science conferences where it was like a mix of like scientists and authors. Francesco, who has published a couple of my fiction and translated into Italian, had invited me and another author, Lavagna. Oh man, I'm so terrible with like remembering stuff, because he'd published and translated some of our short stories and collections into Italian. So we went to speak there. I've traveled a bit to London. I've done more travels like internationally rather than the US.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you with the headphones on, who are listening to Sci-Fi Thoughts. You've been listening to the show for a while. You must be enjoying it because you keep coming back. Well, hey, help me out. Tell your friends, your family, other people who would like to listen to Sci-Fi Thoughts. Give me a hand. Help me grow the show. So go ahead and right now, just send a text message, write an email, turn around and talk to the person next to you and tell them about Sci-Fi Thoughts. They can find us via Google, or they could type in scifithoughts.space. Check out the show notes and you will see useful things such as links to the books from Tolotolo and any other things that we could discover and put together into either pictures or web links. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player, and you can just tap on them for your easy access. Or if you downloaded this MP3 from a website, just go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3 and you will see the show notes right there. This is a continuing episode that started at episode 3 14. If you're like my friend David Koontz and you missed the first episode or a few of the intervening episodes, go to scifithoughts.space and use the search box there, and you can put in whatever episode number you want, and we'll help you out by giving you the link to what you're looking for. Next episode, more slow. I'm going to stretch your mind here a little bit, but what are like a couple things that are really different about being in America versus Botswana? What are the largest
differences? The food? That's not difficult. Okay. The food. And I think maybe like a sense of community, because like back at home, there's like a sense of community and like kindness and like respect. I remember, I think my first few months here, you know, like back at home, if you're just calling any type of like business, it's always like, hello, how are you? You know, it's not just, hi, I want this and this and that, even though there's some people who can do that. And so I came with that in the US. I'd be like, if I'm like maybe calling whether I'm looking for like a place to rent or something, I'm like, hi, how are you? And like, who is this? So suspicious. And I quickly learned that, oh, they don't do this whole like, it was very difficult for me to just be like, hi, I want this and this and that.